From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Theo here.
August 27th, Tech Desk. 5 stories from the last 24 hours, here's where I'd start.
Let's get into it.
The incident, widely reported, has prompted concern among technical types, the public, and lawmakers about how automated software was able to escape containment and hack an external organization, and about what can be done to prevent similar incidents. OpenAI's explanation addresses what happened, but its call for keeping a closer watch on AI activities won't elicit much enthusiasm. First, from the Register, OpenAI explains how its naughty AI agents attacked Hugging Face. OpenAI has published its technical report detailing the Hugging Face incident, the compromise of the eponymous LLM repository by unreleased, ill-supervised AI models.
Next.
Second, from CETL Data Guy.
From Vibe Coding to the AI Software Factory.
Hi fellow future and current data leaders, Ben here, as companies continue trying to figure out where I can actually create impact. Teams are experimenting with everything from coding assistants and agents to internal tools and increasingly complex workflows.
But there's a big difference between giving everyone access to an LLM and actually building a repeatable system for producing software with AI.
So I wanted to talk about what I am seeing in terms of LLM setups and how various companies level up.
Up next.
Third, from Dulcinea at Sainsbury's.
Who the hell gave these tech billionaires permission to turn us into livestock?
Listen up, because I'm about to get mean.
Harvard's Jill Lepore just dropped the kind of truth bomb that should have every Silicon Valley overlord choking on his $18 cold best celery juice.
She looked at the shiny new AI empire they are building and called it exactly what it is, a factory farming of public life.
Sorting us.
Segmenting us.
Isolating us.
Feeding us into corporate algorithms like so many chickens in a windowless barn. Only difference is the chickens at least get to keep their feathers.
And then,
fourth from Slashot.
Bill Gates proposes major limits on AI development. An anonymous reader quotes a report from CNN. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates argued on Wednesday that artificial intelligence needs significant limits, or else the harm to humans will outweigh any potential good. AI will either be the greatest equalizer ever invented, or the worst source of injustice, he said in a 6,000-word essay entitled The Turbulent AI Era Is Here.
Next.
Fifth from Latent.Space. AI news hot chips, OpenAI's Jalapeno Cerebra CS5 Croc 3 LPX Apple M6. The key metric now is shifting to performance per watt, and Jalapeno delivers. The full hot chips presentation is not yet out, but various takes are below. For a fuller breakdown, watch along with the rest of OpenAI news for 8/24/2026/8/25/2026. We check 12 subreddits, 544 Twitters, and no further Discords.
AI News website lets you search all past issues.
As a reminder, AI News is now a section of Latent Space.
Up next.
6 from Latent.Space.
AI News: Nvidia buys Hugging Face for $13 billion as OpenAI publishes their HF incident retro. The information had the scoop, and now they have the confirmation. Nvidia is buying Hugging Face for $13 billion, roughly 80x their $150 million ARR, having doubled its customer base in 2026.
This is almost double Nvidia's initial $7 billion offer in Jan 2026.
What can we say?
We love it when the good guys win.
But in the backdrop of GLM 5.3 Flash Acker Ox Alpha impressing everyone except GDM Vague Boosters, and QN also shipping an impressive Flash model on Chinese chips, perhaps the post-hot chips conversation about Western OpenAI is a great backdrop for this. AI news for 8/25/2026, 8/26/2026.
And then,
7th from Gizmodo. Meta apparently seeks to spread settlement pain to its competitors, with Snapchat conspicuously absent.
The New York Times' Mike Isaac says tomorrow in multiple major US newspapers Meta will publish wake calls and open letter to TikTok and YouTube to join us in supporting teams. On Wednesday, after the ordeal of a high-profile trial that went on for over a week, Meta arrived at a $12.0
billion settlement that also comes with potentially costly changes to its apps.
Meta is reportedly about to pressure its competitors hard to join it in limiting its platform's functionality for young people.
Next.
8th from XDA developers.
LibreOffice 26.8 release fixes your word spacing, brings in a new notebook bar UI, and still contains zero AI. If you're on the hunt for an open source alternative to Microsoft 365, you may want to give LibreOffice a try.
The Document Foundation has been spending some time unpacking why Microsoft's strategies are harmful to digital sovereignty, while also teaching people how it does things differently.
Now the Document Foundation has released LibreOffice 26.8, which contains a new UI for the notebook bar, a new tool for setting your word spacing, and a huge serving of absolutely zero AI tools.
Up next.
9th from SiliconANGLE.
Salesforce scoffs at SaaSpocalypse fears with a crushing earnings beat.
Shares of Salesforce Inc. jumped more than 13% in late trading after the customer relationship management software provider delivered strong second quarter earnings and revenue and issued guidance that exceeded Wall Street's expectations. The company reported adjusted earnings of $5.90 per share, crushing the street's target of just $3.27 per share.
Revenue rose 11% from the post-sales for scoffs. SaaSpocalypse fears with a crushing earnings beat appeared first on SiliconANGLE.
And then,
10th from SiliconANGLE.
Bill Gates issues stark warning about AI and the future of humanity.
Microsoft Corp co-founder Bill Gates sounded the alarm recently regarding how artificial intelligence will cause profound disruption in the labor market, warning that millions of jobs are at risk and there's no plan yet to help those who will lose out.
Gates, now a philanthropist, said in an almost 6,000-word essay that the transition to the post-Bill Gates issues stark warning about AI and the future of humanity appeared first on SiliconANGLE.
That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.